Well, more importantly, it's just exciting to be out here and playing football again. I think day one of training camp is always an exciting time of year. You know, your goals are set. The team comes together after summer break, and we go to work, and it's fun. You know, when you come out here and you have fans like we did today who are screaming and chanting all practice, you know, it gives you a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, and motivation to play well. So it was a fun first day, and I'm really happy that we got this thing started.
Rob, there's so much optimism about you signing here with the team new this year. You worked out all offseason with DeAndre Hopkins, and then he's not here. What did you think when you learned that he wasn't going to be here? And are you talking to him to try and get him back? What's the situation?
Yeah, you know, DeAndre and I are definitely having communication amongst each other. You know, first of all, he's a great friend, and then he's a great teammate. So I'm going to be there to support him, but, you know, he has to handle his business with the team, and I need to focus on, you know, the guys that are here and ready to work. And so that's where my focus will be. But certainly, you know, I support DeAndre and whatever he has to do, and that's his business between him and the team.
Hey, Brock, with the receivers, what do you see from Jalen Strong and Will Fuller, some of the young guys?
Yeah, well, you know, I see a lot of talent. I see a lot of explosiveness. You know, Will, as you guys know, after the combine and his season last year, he's got some wheels on him. So both those two, along with our whole receiving core, you know, bring a ton of talent to the field. You know, we got some veteran guys, Cecil Shorts, you know, very smart player, very intuitive. And so we have a great group of guys that really enjoy coming out here and working hard. And really, that's what it's all about. You know, training camp, it's a grind. And it truly is all about embracing that grind and coming out here and, you know, forgetting about the heat and working to get better every single day. And that's what those guys do.
Every year is obviously a different year, but there's been a lot of fans wanting more production from the tight ends. Could you talk about how you're working with the tight ends and what you see for them in this upcoming season?
Certainly. Well, you know, I see a playmaking group. I see a group of tight ends that are hungry to produce and work extremely hard to do that. And so, you know, I don't know if you guys saw it, but we stayed after as quarterbacks with the tight ends, and we threw some extra routes. And, you know, we're really working hard to incorporate those guys in the offense.
Rock, you've talked a lot to us about working to get the playbook down so when you hit the ground running out here. How was the carryover? How'd your work pay off?
Yeah, you know, the carryover, you know, it was there. You know, I felt extremely comfortable today. You know, whenever you're in a new system and you go on summer break and you come back for training camp day one, you don't know how much is really going to stick. And I felt extremely comfortable out there calling the plays, hearing the plays in the helmet. We audibled a few times at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, I think most importantly, our communication, whether that be in the huddle or at the line of scrimmage today, was really good. And that's what we want to have.
You mentioned the heat. What'd you think of training camp?
You know what? I didn't really think it was that hot. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Rock, are there specific things you're trying to focus on right now, personally or team-wise, that you're working on early on?
Yeah, every single day. Every single day there's one to probably no more than three things that you want to get better at. And the way I view it, if you're getting better at one to three things every single day throughout training camp and throughout the season, you know, come September, November, December, that's a lot of things that you've improved your game with. So that's really the focus. The focus is very small. You know, today I went out there and I threw an interception in a team period. It was just a read where I hung with a guy too long, and lesson learned. Now I know when that play is called, if that guy doesn't win, I'm going to get off it and move on to my progression. So, you know, that's one of my things today. I got better at that play, and that mistake will never happen again.
Rob, on the defensive side, I think when the Texans played Denver a couple of years ago in preseason, Clowney was out there. What do you see from him defensively? Obviously, it's a big year for him, but, you know, just how imposing he can be when he's able to be on the field.
Well, you know, Clowney has a presence when he's on the field. You know, you know when number 90 is out there. And, you know, that goes to say for our whole defense. You know, that's a hell of a group on that side of the ball. And what excites me about our defense is, you know, we're going to compete as an offensive unit against them every single day in training camp, which in the end is going to make us better. They have a ton of talent, and, you know, our job as an offense is to push them so that they can get better as well.
There's a lot of new pieces in this offense. How do you make sure that you have chemistry by week one?
Well, I think it's all about taking a short-term approach to this job, and it's not worrying about week one. Right now, my focus is getting inside, watching the tape from this practice, cleaning up things, and then getting in an offensive meeting where we can communicate and put out fires, if you will, of things that didn't go right or things that weren't done properly, and then continue to build upon that and move forward. And I think when you have a short-term approach and you take it one day at a time and you stack those days up, come September, we'll be ready to go.
Okay,
all right, thank you guys.
Thanks, Mark.